Any other
yes.
comments?
Frank,
yes, a, Mr. Segura.
Thank you. Let me lower my hand. I was trying to understand that conversation between Trustee Hall and Dr. Selkow. So are we or are we not sweeping monies from the adult ed fund? And if so, how does that work? Or I hope not, but and how would that work with, don't we belong to part of a coalition where it's not all our money?
Right. Could you please? We have a consortium, so Southwestern College are part of that consortium, so that's a portion of that. I want to say it's about $600,000 to $700,000 of the total amounts that are issued under the program at the state level. But in terms of flexibility, what I had shared at the last board meeting, which is in this block here, there was indication that there was a conversation through those with the state legislature and the governor. This flexibility was granted many years ago during the Great Recession to give school districts some ability if there were again, extra balances, lack of a better way of kind of saying, just those monies that could be transferred to help support the general fund. So there was conversation. I don't know at this point whether or not that's been reflected in this final budget deal, but that's something that we would definitely bring forward to the board if it's utilized. So that's nowhere factored in. It's like $2 million.
We're not saying that we're doing that. I'm just, that's my whole, because I've got received a lot of communications where the conception is that we're taking all the money, all the balance out of the adult ed fund and put it into the general ed fund.
No, the intent was, again, sake of transparency as to what was being discussed at the state level. If in fact, and again, we don't know till we get the final trailer bill, if there is some flexibility built in, don't know at this point, but it has not been factored into the budget plan. It was more of an informational piece for the board and the public.
Okay, I had one more question, point of clarification on page 37. It looks like all the coaching stipends are being cut. What's going to happen with, you know, we have coaching, what's going to happen? So what's the plan with that?
And that's a portion, that's again, those conversations, not something that finance was doing in isolation. That was feedback we were receiving from the athletics department, the conversations, again, hearing from the CDC, that guidance that we're hearing from CIF. So we were indicated that, you know, at this point in time with fall sports, it might take a while. But again, I think that's an area we're going to have to monitor. And what that will look like come the fall. So we've adjusted it for now until new information is shared. And I'm not sure if Dr. Fulcher or others may have more information on those conversations, but that's what was discussed with us of that part, along with the fall sports, the officials, until we get the official to proceed with football and other activities.
Thank you.
Okay, I see no further hands, but I don't know if Dr. Agati would like to make comments about Mrs. Hall's concerns about bus drivers and transportation. Followed by Dr. Fulcher responding to Mr. Segura's concern about coaching stipends in the fall. I will defer to them. They don't feel that there's a necessary to comment, then we'll move on.
Thank you, President Tarantino. So on the transportation question, the reality of the matter is without those probationary drivers, we will not be able to provide transportation for additional stops that were established. Having said that, since we will be starting the school year on a distance learning model, that analysis can occur. But for more detail, I would defer to our colleagues in human resources.
As a Dr. Glover?
In the event that there presents itself a need for additional drivers, we would have a posting, and we would look for candidates from throughout the county to fill those positions, including working with our former probationary employees.
I have another question. Since Dr. Glover is, can you clarify what it means by classified probationary staff release first semester? What does that mean?
Thank you, Ms. Hall, for the question. These are members that are probationary employees in the classified ranks that we've released from probationary for the first semester. And then we'll look at enrollment and other factors to see if we indeed need to hire back additional employees for the second semester.
So, but if the budget isn't there, if it doesn't have FTE budgeted, what is the plan to hire people?
Trustee Hall, we do have the position. The position is there. We haven't necessarily eliminated the position. It's just not, we're reflecting 6 months of it not being filled. So if the time comes where, however, working with HR and that those do come back to support the students in the schools and so forth, then we will have to adjust. So like at first interim, we would have to reflect that 1.6 might be a little bit less. But it is factored for the remainder of that fiscal year. It is in the budget.
What is the detail behind that line item, $1.6 million? Where are those positions? We're just going to let people go at the semester? Or we're just not having them work for the first semester. Is that what you're saying? Was it only bus drivers? Obviously, the bus, is that only bus drivers that you're talking about there?
No, that's has other positions, instructional assistants and instructional healthcare assistants. Those were the three primary positions.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Fulcher, would you like to respond or bring clarification to Mr. Segura's concerns about coaching?
Can't hear you. Dr. Fulcher, we can't hear you.
All right, there we go. Sorry about that. You know, it's really a question about the fall sports season, and we're still a couple of weeks away from a final decision. As soon as we know more, we'll certainly share that by way of updates and bring information to the board as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see, not seeing any hands, I will then entertain a motion to, let me see, adopt the Sweetwater Union High School District's 2020-2021 proposed budget and adopt resolution number 4680, to identify the amount of budget reductions needed in the 2020-21, 2021-22, and 2022-23 school years. Is there a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion.
I will second. Moved by Pike, seconded by Tarantino. Madam Clerk, will you call for the vote?
Collier?
I had a question, actually, before casting the vote, if that's okay.
Okay, I will allow it. Ethan, go ahead.
Have we looked at ASB athletics, those funds, and how they would be affected for the following school year? Is there a reduction with that?
That would be each particular ASB and how the student council plans for that and plans for their fundraising activities that generate those revenues. So that's independent of the district's financials, but each particular school and its own governance of ASB would have to review that impact.
Okay. Then I'll abstain.
Paul? I can't support this, so my vote is no.
Solis?
Yes.
Tite?
Yes.
Tegora?
I have consistently voted no on this budget, and we'll do so today. I think we needed a cut from the district office first. I feel and kind of appalled that we never had real open session discussion about the Learning Center cuts and the librarian techs. So and I truly feel that these cuts on this budget deeply affect the area I represent, which is San Ysidro and Castle Park in Area 4. And, you know, it's a socially economic disadvantaged community, and I don't think it's fair for the people I represent. So I vote no.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 3 yes, 2 no.
Okay.